Hi, 91's Hot Breakfast. It's Sam Coward and Narissa Pace. So we spoke to him before he started off on his 2,000-kilometre journey from Melbourne all the way back to the Sunshine Coast. We're talking about the marathon man, Jamie Milne, and he has passed a quarter mark?
Yeah, almost a third. Yeah? Almost a third, I would say.
Jamie Milne joins us this morning on the road. Hello, Jamie.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you going?
We're good, mate. So are you about a third of the way there?
Oh, about halfway.
Now. Yeah. That's awesome. I mean, we've heard that your Achilles are playing up, your feet are no doubt sore and tired, and you've been a bit down some mornings, but how are you travelling?
Oh, not too bad today. I probably feel the most beaten up today, but I don't think you can avoid that. You know, anybody that does these types of things, you're going to encounter some sort of pain, I suppose, if you do this stuff long enough.
Now, we know Kane Eckstein lost his fingernails after doing like a gabillion chin-ups the other day for a world record. You're doing two marathons a day. What kind of side effects is the body experiencing, Jamie?
I reckon the worst one would have to be the chafing on the old bells and whistles. I don't know what the long-term effects of this is going to have, but I probably can't talk about it on the radio.
We need to talk about it, Jamie. Mm. Like, you've got a long way to go. How do you protect down there now? Are you, like, Vaselining up, or what do you...
it's a lovely little blend of Vaseline and pseudo cream and a bit of delicate lamb wool, just to sort of...
You've got the goodies in the lamb.
That's what it is.
You're actually on the road right now, just north of Foster. You're having a breather. You're having a bit of a walk. I mean, we can hear the traffic speeding past you. But it's not only the physical stuff that you're feeling. It's the mental stuff, right?
Yeah, I reckon the mental stuff's the hardest part. You know what I mean? Like, you can kind of manage niggles and pain and stuff like that. But when your head, you know what they, like they say, what you focus on sort of grows. So if you're feeling like, if you're not feeling the best, then it kind of gets, manifest, it gets bigger, you know. So it's a constant battle of, like, I go through music and stuff like that to try and perk me up and feel better. And I mean, like, I've got a lot of good friends and community that send me lots of awesome messages and stuff like that. So you kind of tap into a bit of that stuff and try and get your head out of the clouds, get out of the pity party a little bit.
Some of the photos on social media have been great. Your support crew would no doubt be a huge, huge help along the way.
Mate, I am so grateful. They are amazing. In fact, I'll go as far to say without them, it just wouldn't happen. They take all of the trial and error out of this, all of the work, really. I just get up in the morning and run. And that's it. And then pretty much finish at the end of the day, have dinner and go to bed. Repeat, repeat, repeat for 18 days.
18 days. And 3:30 a.m. starts, don't forget. And you're doing it all for a fantastic cause, supporting the Dementia Research Foundation and your Many Miles for Mary charity. Tell us about the Sydney Harbour Bridge climb the other day.
Oh, that was awesome. That meant a real early start that morning. Running through the western suburbs of Sydney at about 3:34 a.m. in the morning was character building. So we got to, a good client of ours at the gym and good friends, Donna and Wayne. They had their 20th wedding anniversary, so they came and ran 30Ks with me in the morning, and then we caught up at the Harbour Bridge and did the Harbour Bridge climb, which was awesome.
As you do.
That's so cool.
It does sound great. And Jamie Milne, the marathon man, he just keeps running like Forrest. When you get back to Iran, are you just going to turn around and run back, or are you going to stop and shave your beard?
That's it, mate. I've got a wombat sleeping on my face at the moment, so I reckon I'll lob that off first so I can look semi-decent again, because my legs are in tatters.
Well, look after the frankenbeans. Take it easy. Look, we're right behind you. We're right behind you on the
side. I need to raise funds for some new bells and whistles, I think.
Jamie Milne doing it for a cause. Jump online and check out what he's doing, mate. Thank you for joining us, and keep running.
I appreciate it. Thanks, guys.